excited to be here.
Man, what's going on?
What did it mean to you to have the kind of game you did in front of a national audience after everything
been through? It was a good game, man. I think the defense had a whole great game plan coming into the game. We went out there and executed, and we did what we came out to do, stop the run and make turnovers and get the ball to the offense and win the game. I was happy, man. I was very excited about the play I made. Put us in great field position to score a touchdown. That was the best thing about the play. And we won.
Stevian, Dwayne was just addressing this, but, you know, I mean, outsiders already counted you guys out. And, you know, you walked the podium in a couple games saying, you know, I told y'all. What is that mentality, that feel, that in that locker room to know that no one else expects you guys to win this game, but obviously you guys beat?
That's all that matters. It's on us. Got to go ahead and execute the game plan this week and, you know, just give our all and go out there and try to win every game like we do all season, compete at a high level and try to come out with a win.
When you hear that you guys are 16-point underdogs or whatever.
That kind of boost us up a little bit, you know, make us, okay, we're going to show them. So one of the mentalities this week going to this game is we the underdogs, always been underdogs all season. Let's go ahead and prove to them why we here in this second round now. So it's time to go ahead and compete. Hopefully I can have another game like that. We're just getting after them, man. We're just getting out them up front. We was hitting them that whole game. It was a tight game until like the third, fourth quarter. One of them got away from us, but it's going to be another good one. We got to get out here and compete. We're a way better team than we were in week three, I think. It's going to be a good game. I just think the guy's the most poised quarterback in the NFL. Playing him, as if he don't get rattled at all most of the time. He keeps stay calm, and that's what makes him so good. He just stay calm back there. Even when you do get the pressure, he steps up and make the best pass. You got to get out there. So we got to go in and execute our game plan, and you know, try to make force him into some bad throws and some turnovers, and try to get away with the win.
I didn't care.
The guys in the locker room seem to be doing it all season. It's like, you just keep making plays for us and keep trying to put us in situations to win games. Just try to go out there and make plays, and that's what we've been doing. I think Whitney had a great game, too, also. He made a bunch of plays for us that game, last game, and we just got to told him after this last week. I said, we got to keep doing that. That's only we're going to keep winning these games. We got to go ahead and make plays, and he was like, I know. So this week, I told him it's going to be on us again. We got to go ahead and fight and try to put him in a good situation.
JJ seems very happy for your success. Mm-hmm. What has he been telling you, and what has that interaction been like
since he's been back on the sideline? I mean, he kind of picked the defense up. He's been supporting us and telling us it's on us. Got to move the crowd, get the crowd, keep the crowd into it, and we got to go ahead and make plays even when things not going our way. Don't let the other guys on the team see us down or see us frustrated. Just go ahead and keep playing hard and making plays, and to have him out there, I mean, he's still a leader to our team, and for him to be out there is great support. Whitney? Nothing really, man. He got his own technique. We're two different players. We play totally different, and that's what makes us so good together, playing together. He got a different game plan, how he rushed. I rushed a little different. And when we flip-flop sides, it gives tackles a problem because we both give them something different. So to have him out down the field with me is a big thing. It's good for me.
Last one. Is there one player on the team who you look to who's helped you the most, not just get through the rehab, maybe your play and all that? Is there one guy that has stood out to you?
To help me with my play?
On the field,
I'm going to say Vince. On the field, off the field, probably Jonathan Joseph. Because, I mean, he's been there since I've been here, since I've stepped foot on a Texan. But on the field, Vince has taught me so much. Even when I moved inside to play to being outside, He's a smart player, one of the smartest defensive guys I think I played with. He know what's going on. He know what to look for when you see certain formations. To have him in the room with me and learning from him is big. So Vince helped me on the field. And Jonathan Joseph just stay on me all the time about every little thing. So like a big brother to me. So, yeah, them two right there be on me all the time.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one.